Blog Talk Radio.
This is April 22nd. We're nearing the end of the month and into spring. Among the political animals who were born on this day, two of them, Lloyd George, British Prime Minister during World War I. He was at the Paris Peace Conference and along with Clemenceau really screwed the Germans, Germany, because they blamed them for starting the war when actually all these countries were involved because of their grabbing colonies all over the world, Britain, France, England, Germany, and then, of course, Russia was on the side of France. Alexander Kerensky, after the Tsar Nicholas II abdicated, there was a lot of upheaval in Russia. The army was in revolt, desertions or executions of deserters. Alexander Kerensky thought he was going to bring democracy to Russia, and he wanted to keep Russia in the war, but Lenin and the communists and a lot of the people, the peasants who were fed up with the war, wanted at the end of it and to try to resolve some of the economic and social problems in Russia. And Kerensky made a big mistake when he allowed Lenin and the communists to rearm. And they overthrew him, and Kerensky, I think, fled, and he ended up in America. Now, there's a lot of hoopla over Prince, who was obviously a very fine musician. I understand he played many musical instruments. He was very private about his life. He was married twice. He was of African heritage. Nelson was his given name, given, I think, his surname. Anyway, there are many reports from around the world, credible newspapers are saying the same thing, and this has come up before, that Prince was opposed to gay marriage. He also shared religious affiliations with Michael Jackson, who went back and forth between Seventh-day Adventist, Islam, and God knows what else. We don't know what religion, if any, Prince had when he adhered to or embraced at his death. It's pretty obvious that this is a drug overdose involved death. anyway, the world's going to go on. There are other musicians, and he left a huge catalog of music, pop music, and that's his contribution to American and musical culture. The toilet issue, which is Donald Trump has a point that if we start making separate toilets just for transgenders. It's a huge cost. Businesses are being saddled by these so-called progressives with all these benefits, which nobody pays for. And none of these people, who are, especially here in San Francisco, this board of supervisors, these legislators, none of them held a real job. They have no business background or acumen. And so the toilet issue was resolved here in San Francisco a long time ago when single-issue toilets were set up at the hospitals. Also on the street, the Jordan Jams, which are cleaned every other day, at least, or every day by Deco, a French company. And you can see them if you come to San Francisco. Many businesses have single-use toilets. Now, I was talking to somebody at one of the major warehouse outlets, and they had just installed partitions at the urinals because people, guys were going in there and videotaping males urinating. And there's, of course, this video voyeurs has been going on a long time in San Francisco. People who were in law enforcement were involved in this violation of male privacy. Also, women have been videotaped in their toilets in like Macy's. It was a major problem in Macy's San Francisco that we just busted a guy down in and Palmdale, Jason Pomar, who snuck into a woman's bathroom, a toilet, and was videotaping and got caught. He was there for several hours, according to LA deputy sheriff. This is not an isolated incident, and you can see this crap on the web. Hamster, a video voyeur outfit, warned North Carolina viewers that they were going to be blacked out because of this toilet issue in North Carolina. But it turns out that Hamster has produced homosexual videos involving video voyeuring in male toilets. We're not going to put that stuff up, but we have seen it. Now, and so there's an issue of a right to privacy. Does that prevail? Also, another question, basing this on my legal experience working in federal court houses. When we hear of a controversial decision by a federal judge or even a state judge, the question people should be asking themselves, because we're paying these guys' salaries, their benefits, their retirement, all that, health benefits, vacations, did that judge research and write the entire decision, or did his law clerks and staff attorneys do it? Because one thing people should realize that across the country, a lot of the courts are overwhelmed with petitions and filings. And for instance, pro se filings in the federal courts, there's about 72,000 of them last time I read. And one of the questions is that a lot of judges, some judges will read every petition, every brief, and do the research when he writes his decision. Other judges are lazy and they're just human. You're going to get all kinds, and they'll let their law clerks and their staff attorneys do all the work, and they just sign the judgment. Or the decision. So that'd be interesting to see who the people were behind this Detroit case where a young male, a transgender, was granted relief, so-called, in a manner of speaking, and he could go into any toilet that he wanted. So that's a question. Now, also, among the interesting birthdays today, if you remember the great movie Tom Jones, Henry Fielding, he was born on this day. Immanuel Kant, the great philosopher. Henry Clay from the pre-Civil War was known as the Great Compromiser. Also, Cassius Clay was reportedly his family were slaves of Henry Clay's family on Henry Clay's plantation. The guy who started Arbor Day, Julius Morton, his birthday. The Frenchman who came up with, he devised a criminal ID identification system, Alphonse Bertillon. One of the German generals and the German general staff about the time of Hitler, Hans von Seeckt, his birthday. Of course, Alexander Kerensky. Also, Serge Prokofiev. Now, Serge Prokofiev died on the same day as Joseph Stalin in 1953. After the Russian Revolution, many of the Russian intelligentsia fled and went to France. But Prokofiev came back, and he married a Jewish woman, Mendelssohn. Anyway, I don't know if she's related to Felix Mendelssohn, the great German Jewish composer, although he converted to Lutheranism. Now, that's an interesting aspect of Jews who change religions. They will often embrace Lutheranism, and I know of several cases of that. But Prokofiev wrote many operas, War and Peace, The Love for Three Oranges, five piano concertos, seven symphonies, very prolific. And, of course, J. Edgar Hoover decided that he liked the Love for Three Oranges march, and he used that for his FBI radio program. So here we're going to play two versions of this. This is that FBI radio program, the FBI in Peace and War.
The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, $25,000 bond.
Now, here is Prokofiev playing his composition. great composer Prokofiev. Now, also, three musicians were born on this day. Three English: Eric Fenby, who took over writing and transcribing Frederick Delius's music. Delius went blind, but he was a great composer. Sir Thomas Beecham called him the last great apostle of truth. Catherine Ferrier, she died relatively young. She had a beautiful voice, and she great opera and recital singer. And then Yehudi Menuhin, a great violinist. He later left Judaism, and he teaches. He did some conducting, and he was a wunderkind, a boy genius at playing the violin. I think he's still living. He also has a sister who's a musician. Another musician, Charlie Mingus, the great jazz musician, born on this day. And, of course, so many of the TV programs, the highly rated ones, were produced by a guy named Aaron Spelling. This is his birthday. Among the deaths today, the late and unlamented Huey Newton. Huey Newton was one of the founders of the Black Panther Party. One of the things they don't publicize, or their supporters, is that they would horsewhip women. Now, this actually happened. There were a lot of deaths, and also Huey Newton was responsible for hanging a dog in Oakland, I think from the balcony in Oakland, and a lot of things about the Black Panthers. they weren't the nice people, although Leonard Bernstein and the Radical Chic had these parties for these people back east, and this is where we got the phrase Radical Chic. And on this day, Richard Nixon died of a heart attack or a stroke in 1994. Now, Richard Nixon is the only ex-president who dispensed with Secret Service protection. Every president who has left office has had Secret Service protection unless they said they didn't need it. Nixon was the only one. Every Ford had it, protection. The Bushes. We had Carter, Reagan had it, all these guys. But Nixon decided he had gotten them plenty while he was in the government. And that was a big surprise. He's the only president who dispensed with his Secret Service protection, saying he didn't need it. We will be back Monday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. I'll try to have Pat Butler on, and also Illinois is going to be having its prime presidential selection primary, so that's going to be interesting. And I understand it's Senator Kirk, who used to be in the U.S. Navy. He's in trouble. He's running for re-election. So this is going to be, as I said, Illinois politics are among the best in the country, and it's real politique there. People don't fool around, although that state is in serious, serious financial trouble, and it's going to be interesting to see if they survive. And, of course, they've had three previous governors who've all gone to federal prison. Otto Kerner, who was a federal Seventh Circuit appellate federal judge, also U.S. attorney in northern Illinois, who made the statement there's no such thing as the mafia. Harry Truman appointed him, one of Harry Truman's worst appointments. He was also a general in the Illinois National Guard. I used to see him when I worked in the federal courthouse. Also, Dan Walker, who was governor of Illinois, he went to federal prison. Actually, they had four governors. I forgot the other one. And he was in Southern California. There were three Democrats and one Republican, as a matter of fact. Blago, he's in federal prison right now. And, of course, he's the first Croatian probably politician to be elected as a governor in the United States. I think he's Croatian, yeah. That's what I was told. Anyway, we'll end with our usual politics and poker. Have a safe weekend, and we're coming towards spring, and then it'll be summer.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
My wife.
Hit me with a kick.
Here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the clown?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight. Possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Venom.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll call.
Raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovic. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck.
Peter Paul Barzola, have a safe weekend, and go to Amicus Veritas YouTube, AmiCusVeritas, and we'll be getting our blog back up since it's been difficult to get over this hack. Good night, stay safe.